let's get started. What's it called? All right, so we're starting another area in Shemitah, okay? But this is actually like a foundational area of Shemitah. Like, if you really want to understand like the mechanics of how Shemitah itself works, this is the sugya to start with. Anyone notice the name of the parak? What's the name of the parak? Name of the parak? Anyone? All the malachas are listed in Klal Gadol and Shabbos. It's not a coincidence that they also refer to this parak as Klal Gadol, because the same idea of malacha, to some extent, that exists on Shabbos also applies to Shemitah. Okay? So just to get our terminology straight before we go into the Mishnah. So what's Kedusha Shvias mean? Don't just translate it. What does that mean halachically? What's Kedusha Shvias? Okay, I'll accept that. In general, when something has, in general, when something has Kedusha, how does halacha translate Kedusha? You should notice a me'ila. How is Kedusha translated into halacha? Usage. Very good. Right. And specifically exclusive or limited usages, right? Like, for instance, by me'ila, right, the only usage the item has, if I make something hektesh for the mikdash, the only usage it has is for the temple. It can't be used for anything else. I assume everyone understands that. So by Kedusha Shvias, right, it's a little bit different. How do we know Kedusha Shvias is different than Hekdesh by, let's say, a Korban? Well, what's it set aside for? Oh, no, by a Korban set aside for God, right? So it can only be used as a Korban. But what can you do with an orange that's Kedusha Shvias? You can eat it, right? So you see the idea of Kedusha is different in the area of Shemitah. In other words, theoretically, what could Kedusha Shvias have been? It could have been like all the produce of the seventh year. What do you do with it? You burn it on the altar, right? But then, of course, the Jewish people would have starved. Instead, but we have some idea of Kedusha. And as Ezra said before, which he's correct about, Kedusha, the idea of Kedusha is always expressed in usage, okay? What are Peros Shvias? What does that mean? Okay. Right, produce of Shvias, right? But of course, as you saw if you did the Gemara, you see that the definition of what that's considered to be is quite broad, no? If I ask you what produce... Okay, good. Oh, that's great. So you know what? Yonatan and Dovi and Ezra, you both have... Right. No, but well, I would say not. No, you'll see. It's actually both the I'd say both a question of what the objects are that Kedusha Shvias would apply to, as well as usages. Okay. For example, give me an example of where Kedusha Shvias does not apply by produce. Okay. Right. Oh, it should be. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the raising hand thing. Right. So let's say medicinal, right? As you saw for the Gemara. So you see that, and we'll get to this Havamina soon. You'll see there's a question of what exactly is the expanse of Kedusha Shvias and Peros Shvias. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. All right. All right. So let's do the Mishnah. Who wants to read the Mishnah? Okay. Start with the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is Nun Aleph Amud Beis. It's a Perek Shvi Mishnah Aleph. So what does the Mishnah say? Yeah, by the way, just so out of curiosity, what exactly is the difference between Machal Adam and Machal Behema? Don't just... Okay. But cows can also eat human food, correct? But they can't eat... No. Let's just focus on produce. They can eat human produce, right? And as you'll see, there is machal behema that human beings do consume as well. Now, what's min sovim? What's soveya? Good. Produce that's grown for the purpose of dying. Okay, what would they die with the produce? Clothes. Okay. Now let me ask you another question. All right. This is going to be critical when we understand the Gemara, okay? Simple question. It's a very simple question. When we say min sovim, all right, there's actually two ways you can understand that. All right. Hold on. Joe, I'm just going to mute you, Joe. Yeah, there you go. Okay. There's two ways you can understand min sovim, okay? One way is, I shouldn't say that. Give me the two ways you can understand what it means for something to be tzoveah, or two types of produce that'll be tzoveah. Is that a trick question? Good. Excellent. So, I'll give you an example. One example is indigo. So, indigo is grown for the sole purpose of dyeing. That's what it's grown for, right? But let me ask the other question. Let's take grapes. So they used to use yayin. Yayin can be a tzoveah, all right? And other things, other ancillary, as you put it very well, Dovi, other ancillary usages of the object can be used for a dye, right? So you what does it mean by eino miskayim baretz? If it's left out, it'll disappear, okay? So yeshlo, so what's halacha? Yeshlo shvius, so which means kedusha shvius. That's number one. What else? When does that happen? When does that happen? Good. So let's say I have an orange tree in my front yard. It'll be Shemitah next year, right? Let's say Shank comes over and Shank wants to, and I decide I want to sell a small amount of them to Shank. Okay. So Shank, you get the oranges. The oranges have Kedusha Shvius. But what happens to the money that I receive from you? That money also has a status of Kedusha Shvius. Okay. And then you have to deal with the money in a very careful way. You only use that money to buy other food. Okay. Keep going in the Mishnah. What's Bior? Good enough. You got 50% on that. So okay. Right, exactly. Very good. So at the end of the season, let's say oranges. When oranges go out of season, and don't ask how they determine that. So then let's say I have in my house like a few meals worth, I'd say a big bushel of oranges. I have to take those oranges out to the front of my house, put them on the ground, say these are hefker, and have someone come take them. Okay? That's biur. All right? And finally, ludama biur. Biur also applies to money as well. Okay, good. So let's go to the Gemara. Okay, so skip ahead to the Gemara. You're doing really well, Dovi. The Gemara is what daf is it? Nun Beis Amud Beis. So what does the Gemara tell us? Right, now why would the Gemara ask that? Well, second, why would the Gemara ask that question? Because as you looked up in the pasuk says, V'hayisa shabasa aretz lachem le'achla. What does that mean? V'hayisa lachem. Okay, good. So the resting of the land, the food that comes from it is yours to eat, right? V'liv hemtecha, and for your animals to eat. So that takes care of ma'achal adam and ma'achal behema, right? Tia kol tuvasat le'achol. So all your produce will be there to eat. Okay? What's the problem? What's missing in the pasuk? So anything else other than eating, okay? Anything else other than eating. So if you just take the Torah at its word, the only thing you're able to use peyor shvius for is eating, nothing else. Is that clear? So the Gemara has a very good question. How does the Mishnah know this is a source for dying? So now read the Gemara. It's interesting. So because it says lachem l'achla, okay? So what does the Torah just said l'achla? So you're limited to what? Good. How do you read lachem le'achla now in the Torah? Meaning, le'achla is what in relation to the word lachem? An example, right? In other words, when you look at the Torah, you got to put a big comma after lachem. So when it says Shabbos or it's lachem, it's lachem comma. What's an example of lachem? Le'achla. That's why the Gemara then says v'tani Allah. That's why you can learn out from that. Keep going, Dovi. Except one, there's only one problem with that, Dovi. That's not true because the Gemara says kigon achila shasiya v'sicha utzvia, right? But if you were right, Dovi, wait one second. But Dovi, if you were right, what should the Gemara have said? Everything, right? Okay, so good. Right? So then the Gemara backs up and says, what does that exclude? Yatzas. Right. And wait, can you explain to me how those are made? Well, it won't be a leaf because a leaf isn't really produce. So, right, well, they would actually, right, they would use produce, right, in a form of being a plaster, okay? Certain fruits they can use as a plaster as well. Or, right, yatzas alintin, right, which is another kind of, what do you call it? That's more of a drink, right? It's ena el tapilin. Okay. So let's take a step back. What questions must you ask on this piece of Gemara? That's an excellent observation. Okay, good. Dovi, can I build off of that? Just what else can we say about that? Good. Dovi's making an excellent point. I could not agree more. So what is that? So let's take what Dovi's saying and now put it in more of like a Gemara methodology, Havamina type of format. Okay, when you come to this Gemara, I would argue there are two Havaminas that you would have, and Chazal are going to struggle tremendously with how to balance between these two Havaminas. What are the two Havaminas you should have going to this Gemara? When you look at this Gemara, yeah, go ahead. So first thing is, the Haisal Lachem, Ha'aretz Lachem L'Achla, that means for eating and only eating, right? You would never think, come on, Ezra, you're a Tanakh guy. In a million years, you would never think reading the Torah that lachem la'achla means whatever Chazal is trying to say it means. It means to eat. So one Havamina is that Kedusha Shvius would only apply to eating produce, right? And nothing else. Meaning, right? If I had an apple, what could I not do with that apple? Use it for something else. That would be a bizoyon to its status of being Kedusha Shvius. Or it also would mean that indigo, right, would be excluded from being included in Peiro Shvius. So that's one Havamina. Now, this is all based on what Dovi said. Now, what's the other Havamina? Which is what Dovi was now saying. What's the other Havamina? The Gemara says, Lachem La'achla. So now, what would you think that means? You want to read lachem la'achla means lachem kama. What's an example? La'achla. Right? So you would have thought that means X. And the Gemara says, no, don't go so far. What would you think it means? So what Dovi was saying before, it would include everything. Right? Everything should be included in Kedusha Shvius. Not just produce, everything. Meaning, why say necessary? Lachem, any usage I get. Klein, it's a freaking hot day outside. There's a tree outside. You know what you decide to do? You decide to sit underneath the shade. What are you doing so far as a tree is concerned? You're getting hanah from it, right? So you can argue maybe that's the problem of Kedusha Shvius. Or maybe you say that's an idea in Peiro Shvius. You could argue that using a tree for shade could be an issue. I want to make sure you understand these two extremes. On the one hand, you can argue it's only achila. On the other hand, you can argue that no, it's everything, any usage. So the Gemara says, no, as Klein translated, right? It's like these tzorech adam, like, I don't even know how you would say that, necessity. And then Dovi's question is a good question. You can't say dyeing clothing is a necessity for people. It's not a necessity, right? I mean, but the thing is like this. You could say that, Joe, right? However, what's the Gemara's attempt to demonstrate to us how to define the category of tzorech adam? What's excluded from tzorech adam? Medicine, okay? You understand? In other words, we haven't defined anything yet, but in other words, the Gemara is not saying what you're saying, Joe. What you're giving a very practical answer. The Gemara is saying, we don't really know what this category is, but we can tell you where the line is. The line is by refuah. We're going to use medicine as the line, okay? Now, of course, that leads to... Klein, why should that make a difference? And let me ask you a question. What does it mean everyone's not sick? What I could argue is and say, no, I could say that does this thing have a usage? Yes. Let me ask a question. But why is that not tzorech adam? Do people need band-aids? They do. It happens to be that right now, let's say only 20% of the population needs a band-aid, but people need band-aids, right? So why would you say, I disagree. It's definitely communal. What I'd want to understand is the Havmina would say, what's the Chiddush here? The Chiddush is that for some reason, if there's a limited usage of the item, That means it's not. It will not acquire kedusha shvias. The answer is why? And what do we mean by limited? We're not talking about like one exception. I can argue there's always a need for Band-Aids, right? And maybe I don't know, Ezra Klein, maybe in your society, it could be that there's an equal amount of people who need bandages as need their clothes dyed. You live in a very dull, boring world where people don't color their clothes, right? You understand what I'm asking? In other words, the Gemara is trying to establish a line for the category. But that line is very vague. Why should we use cholim? Why should we use the fact that not everybody at this given moment requires usage of the object? Okay? We're going to have to answer that as well. So far, so good? So I'll read this real quickly, okay? You have to understand this. Habraiso sekes or perishvias are ruin lemachal adam. So the Gemara is talking about produce, right, that people eat. Vehimel amedes shatorah, the fact that it says the word lachem, matira lihishtamish behem letzvia letzarach adam. So what does that mean? It means that I could take an apple, right, that's normally used for what purpose? For eating, and do what with it? Use it for dying. Why? Mikevan should tzvia letzarach adam hu. Shimush and nitin lasoso beperishvias. So since dying is something that's needed for man, I could take an apple, which is normally for eating, and let's say do what with it? Use it for dying. Okay? Mikan anu yoduim, excuse me, yodim sha'af al tzmacham amishtamshim raklet svia chalak kedusha shvias. We could deduce from that if you have indigo, that indigo also, right, even though indigo is not made for eating, indigo can be used for it has the status of kedusha shvias. Again, I want to make sure everyone understands this point. Okay, I'll read a little further and I'll explain it to you. Yisozin of Amikach. You see where I'm reading over here. It says v'haisa shavas arzlehem la'achla. We learn two things from that. Number one, ma'u washimush sherashom lasos b'shavas aretz b'peir shvias. So what are you allowed to use peir shvias for? The Torah teaches you sheperos elu yishamshu lachem la'achla, that they can be used for eating, right? And the second thing is, al elu migidulia aretz chala kedusha shvias. The second idea is, which items that grow from the ground that kedusha shvias applies to, right? So when it says in the Torah, shavas aretz, noheges bechol haroy l'shamash lachem l'achla. Okay? Two separate points here. Okay? Come on. What are the two points that this note guy is making, which are two very, very critical points to understand? The first one is that what do you call it? Shimush. And the second thing is Gidule Aretz. What's it teaching about Kedusha Shvias? Anyone? I know, it stinks on Zoom. Come on, somebody. Back to what Klein was saying before, right? Klein, what's the expression of Kedusha Shvias? Usage, okay? So one idea of Kedusha Shvias... Okay, good. So one idea of Kedusha Shvias is like this. I have an apple, okay? So Ezra, tell me, what can I use this apple for? Okay, good. So one halacha we learned from the Torah is that the apple can be used for eating and can be used for dying. But what can't it be used for? Throwing it at, why would that be a problem? Because that is, it's not tzarach adam. Okay, that's one idea. What's the other idea of kedusha shvias? The Gemara is good. It's telling us which items themselves acquire kedusha shvias. For instance, fruits get kedusha shvias. What doesn't necessarily get kedusha shvias? Well, we'll get to that in a second. But indigo, right? Indigo is a chiddush, right? Because indigo is it's not edible. Indigo is used for dye. So the point is that there are two ways kedusha shvias is expressed. One is shimush of the object, meaning this thing has kedusha shvias, what do I use it for? And the second chiddush is, there are things that you would not think would have kedusha shvias at all, like indigo. Kamash Mulan, indigo has kedusha shvias as well. You gotta keep these two facts in mind. The object itself acquiring kedusha shvias, and B, once it has it, the various usages I'm allowed to use the object for, and what I can't use it for. Okay? Han, do you understand that? Like Ariel, I go to your orchard at home, right, in Florida, right? So I see in your orchard, I see an apple tree, an orange tree, and an indigo, okay? Because you're like that, okay? Now, the first step I got to figure out is which of those. Oh, and I see a palm tree. That's a bad example. An oak tree. Okay. First thing I have to assess is of those four, which ones will have items that will acquire Kedusha Shvias? So the answer is which ones? The orange tree, the apple tree, and the indigo, but not the oak tree. That's number one. You understand? The second thing is, now that I know that the orange, apple, and indigo all have Kedusha Shvias, what can I use those things for without violating its status of Kedusha Shvias? Right? So, Han, what can you use the orange for? You can use it for eating, dying, but what can't you use it for? Anything else, right? Whereas when it comes to the indigo, what can I use the indigo for? For dying. What can't I use it for? Okay. I would say I can't use it to hit a beer over the head with. Let's start off with the easiest question. Why would you think there's alerts? I take out my Torah. I see it says, what does that mean? The only thing that's prohibited are fruit trees. Right? Meaning Kedusha Shvias only applies to, let's say, produce. That can be eaten. It would exclude indigo. Why would I think that? Why would I think that Kedusha... I think the way to approach this in a methodology way is to understand why eating would be the paradigm, and eating and only eating would be the expression of Kedusha Shvias, and then what allows Chazal to expand the idea from Achila to include, let's just say for now, other things, okay? And then show you thing, but I would modify it slightly. So why would you say Kedusha? We have to understand an idea of Kedusha. We have to have a starting point of what Kedusha is, okay, in general. Okay, let's go back to Klein's idea of Shemush. So Klein, let's talk about an animal, okay, that I makdish for the Beis HaMikdash, that I consecrate for usage in the temple, okay? So what when I look at that object now, what do I say about that object? So it's now, right, okay, good. Within that thing, meaning we're using the word thing too much, but in other words, within the Mikdash, it has both, right. But you would argue that reflects a certain chashivas, a certain importance in the item itself, right? Good. In other words, right. Okay, good, good, good. Oh, very good. Okay. So you're right. So the status, you're right. It has a status. I agree. When it comes to that, let's talk about produce, okay? And understand what the Torah is trying to accomplish here by Shemitah. So by produce, right? So I would argue that what it called the idea of Kedusha applying to items in your field, in your orchard, is there to do what? It's to show these things are chashuv and these things aren't. How do I know that's true, Klein? Because we know later on, if I use my orange to throw at beer's face, what is that doing to the Kedusha? What is that? What am I demonstrating about the object if I do that? So why would I say that eating is the greatest expression of chashivas? Again, in the purest form, what is God trying to do? God wants us to not work the field during the seventh year. But he doesn't want us to starve, right? So how do we demonstrate that this stuff is important, right? So we say that which provides sustenance, right? That's the most, in other words, the greatest expression of chashivas by, let's say, peiroshvias is eating. Because that's what its primary function is. It's there to sustain you. Yes, in other words, the simple reading of the Torah would be, why would it be any other usage other than eating? Because eating is what it called? Eating is the greatest chashivas expressed in produce. It's there for, it's there to be eaten. It's there to sustain you. That's what it does. How could you say that's not the case? How could you say lachem, right? How could you read it lachem, kama, la'achla? What is that teaching us? In other words, if I say peiroshvias, it's defined by the fact that I eat them, right? Because that's what they are. They're providing sustenance for me. Let's think about it. In other words, there's something interesting that eating shares in common with dying, that shares a common with anointing, like spreading the thing on your body like oil. What are you doing to the object? Let's say by eating. What are you doing to the object? Good. Good. What are you doing by dying? You're changing it, right? You could even argue, in fact, right? In fact, you even argue, what are you doing? You're consuming it, right? It's the... Agreed. But in general, what do these all share in common? They're consumption, right? Meaning that how do we demonstrate the Kedusha of... How do we know this thing as Kedusha Shvius? Through consumption. Right. Okay, so for example, let's say I take the indigo plant, and then what do I do with it? I extract the dye. I take an apple, I eat it, okay? But let's say I walk outside to sit underneath the shade of a tree. So there's no question, you can argue, I'm relating to the object in a certain way. I'm being mishamesh it. But is there any expression of consumption there? Have I altered anything? You know that's not a consumption of the object, because it's still, what have I changed? Okay, and then, right, so then how do we, good, no. Agreed, that's the other extreme. That's exactly the other extreme. Without being as graphic as you're being. In other words, if we say it's limited to simply achila, what we're saying is that this is the greatest expression of Kedusha Shvius. Right? Or we're saying qualitatively, it's nothing like it. But if you say that's not the case, and you say, what does everything share in common, right? It's a shimush of consumption. So then what usages does that include? You could say it argues it includes everything. Everything would be included in the category. How would you know where to draw the line? One second. Good. So we have, right. So we have at least one line we could say that would exclude sitting underneath a tree. But how do we limit it to just Sarach Adam? Why, let me ask you, Dovi, why can't Sarach Adam be taking the grape, throwing it against Dardik's head and crushing it as a result? Why can't that be Sarach Adam? Right? That's why the Gemara now enters into Refuah. You understand? This is exactly the problem. See, we can say, on the one end, we can argue that it should be limited to Achila, because you could say Achila really is the paradigm of Kedusha Shvius. But it says Lachem Laachla. So Lachem teaches you that no, it goes based on consumption. Fine. So that can exclude things like sitting underneath a tree to get shade. But the question is, when it comes to the area of consumption, I'm going to say Tzarech Adam means consumption. How is it limited to just these categories? Right? Why not say, if I want to go ahead and take a grape and throw it at Dardik's head, that is a consumption of the object. So why not say that's the case? Right? So what do you see the Gemara saying? You see, without defining it, you see the Gemara, what's the Gemara struggling with? The Gemara is trying to say, by going to Refuah, it's trying to give some type of limitation to what we mean. It can't just be subjective, what it called, usage. That's impossible. Because then you would never know where to draw the line, right? In order to make it, this is the hard part, in order to make it work, in order for Tzarech Adam to work, what does it have to abandon and what does it have to now introduce? In other words, what's it abandoning, for sure? So it's abandoning, you can't say any potential usage of consumption by definition is built into the identity of the object. Going back to the grape, that's exactly the problem. That's what the Gemara is struggling with. Because what you would say is, if it goes based on subjective usages, so then I could say, I can take a grape and throw it at Dardik's head. That's a potential usage. When I see that object, I see in it a huge range of potential usages, right? So the Gemara goes to Refuah, right? Why does it go to Refuah? It's a troubling maneuver. But why go to Refuah? What does Refuah teach us about usages? Does it make sense to say that Sarach Adam, the line is drawn by Refuah? Why say that? Because Dovi's making an excellent point. That is correct, right? Which would be a good counter to what Yonatan was trying to say. In other words, Dovi's looking for a precedent. Halacha doesn't recognize really someone who's hungry and not hungry. Yes, it recognizes someone who's in a state of svia. But that's different. I'm saying in general. Yeah, but not. No. A chola has halacha. There is an idea of a chola. A chola has halachic consequences. But a client who happens to be hungry for breakfast, there's really no halachic consequences to that. You know what I mean? Okay, so what can we do with that, Dovi? So now what? That's an excellent point. I agree with you. So now what? Good. So Dovi's going to say that since we have a precedent, so you're right. There's really, we can't work with potential abstract usages that exist in an object, because then it's endless, right? So what we can do is we can figure out somewhere to draw a line. So you'll say, Tzorech l'chol Adam means Adam qua Adam. It excludes any other, let's say, Echola, which is a different category of Adam, right? But Dovi, but then you would still agree, what can you do with the grape? Right, we haven't erased that possibility yet. Right. And that's what I'm trying to get you guys to appreciate without taking the next step. What I want you to appreciate is you got to understand what the sages are struggling with here, what their struggle is. In other words, they know, obviously they know you can eat Perosh Vias during Shemitah because the Jews would starve, okay? The question is that they have this idea from Torah Shebaal Peh that it expands to other categories like dying. But it doesn't expand to everything. So the question is, how do they determine how, and this is, Yerushalmi speaks differently than the Bavli, but how do you come up with categories to know where to draw the line? How do you know where to draw the line and say, this is where Kedusha Shvius ends? So one thing we see is that shimush, i.e. consumption. You have to consume the item. There has to be some type of consumption to say that there's a usage taking place, right? But as Dovi's pointing out very well, you can draw the line by saying that that there's certain types of Adam that exist that aren't in the Tzorech L'chol Adam category. And you can draw a line there and you can say they're not considered Adam. They're considered something else. But we have to go deeper than that. And we have to understand, how do we get rid of that case of throwing the grape at Dardik's head? Right? How do we exclude that from Tzorech L'chol Adam? Because there's no way, I know this, I mean, again, I could cheat ahead. Nobody in the world says that that's a permitted use of the grape. Right? It's like Tzorech L'chol Adam. But what do we mean by Tzorech L'chol Adam? So we mean eating, right? Using it as oil. By the way, why is smearing it on your skin considered a primary usage? Why is it like Achila and Shasiya? Notice what, again, that goes back to my consumption point. Notice what those all have in common. I'm taking the item, right? In some way, through the usage, there's a consumption taking place. Okay? But Klein wants to say that it's not just consumption, but it's consumption that produces some sort of outcome. Right. Okay, good. He's right. Because in other words, Dovi's right. Oh, because Dovi would say, it says Hana. He likes it. Right. It makes Dovi feel better. Whatever. I agree with, by the way, right now, I agree with Dovi's correct at this point. He's right. We have not answered that yet. We need to, the goal in this sugya is going to be able to try to answer Dovi's point of why is it we would exclude taking a grape and throwing it at Yonatan's head and laughing about it and saying, ha ha, look at him. Or maybe Yonatan likes the feeling of grape juice stuff spilling all over your face, right?